WCBS News Time, 8:31.
Legendary 60 Minutes correspondent Mike Wallace died over the weekend. He was 93.
Wallace was perhaps best known for his tough, no-holds-barred interview style. CBS News chairman and 60 Minutes executive producer Jeff Fager says Wallace embraced the fear he invoked in those he interviewed.
It's true, I think, that the call nobody wanted to get on their telephone was, "This is Mike Wallace, and I would like to come interview you." I think he was a scary figure in many ways, and he loved that about himself.
And joining us live on our newsline now is Mike Wallace's 60 Minutes colleague correspondent, Leslie Stahl. Leslie, good morning.
Good morning, both of you. How are you?
Very well, and we appreciate you joining us. We've heard a lot about how pugnacious Mike Wallace was. Was that just something he did during tough interviews, or was that Mike Wallace?
Well, it was Mike Wallace. He was as authentic as they get, but he was multifaceted. There wasn't one side to Mike Wallace. And you know something? The audience got to see all the sides, because all his stories weren't hard-hitting interviews. They all weren't investigative, going after, you know, the little crooks and so forth. He did movie stars. He had fun in his pieces. He got to love someone. He loved Vladimir Horowitz when he interviewed him. So I think the public really did get to see more than just that pugnacious side.
You have a favorite Mike Wallace story? You worked with him for a long time.
I do, actually. And it has to do with his prosecutorial, hard-hitting interviews and the way he planned out his questioning. He called me into his office one day. He used to call me Kid, which was funny. And he'd say, "Kid, I want to talk to you about how you ask questions." And, you know, he knew that he was the greatest. He did. He was. It wasn't even in dispute. So he said, "You know, when you ask the really, really, really difficult question, you can't be embarrassed to ask it." And, you know, when you both know when you ask, when you go in and ask that really difficult one, the one, you know, "Do you beat your wife" kind of question, you get all squeamish about it yourself. He said, "You can't be embarrassed to ask. You have to get to a place, Leslie, where you just ask it, and it's a natural thing for you. You can't be nervous or afraid to ask it, because the audience feels that, and you have to work on it." And that's the key, he said. You can't be embarrassed to ask the most difficult question.
So he was a bit
and
of a...
He sent me off to practice.
Yeah, so he was a bit of a mentor then.
Yes, he was. He was wonderful. He brought me to 60 Minutes. He was a great guy. He was a great guy. He was complicated. Sometimes he could act like a teenage boy, and this goes into his 60s and 70s in the office. He liked to pull pranks, but he was very serious at heart. People don't realize that he and Don Hewitt together created 60 Minutes and molded it and forced it into the serious journalistic enterprise that it was. They started it that way, and then they made sure it didn't soften, weaken, turn silly or whatever.
This coming Sunday, 60 Minutes, will focus on the life and career of Mike Wallace at Sunday at 7. Leslie Stahl, thank you for coming on and talking with us.
My great pleasure, and thank you.
Nice to hear her memories. WCBS News Time, 8:34.